All right, welcome to September 3rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. And it's I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because I'm a proud patriotic American. And hopefully one of the reasons you're listening is because you are also a proud patriotic American. I assembled this show from a tool shed in my backyard, right next to lovely San Diego, America's finest city. If you're looking to move in the area, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Why? Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check out the website and then give her a call. Area code 619-507-4906. Let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Does everybody stand up? Face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's headlines. President Wilson embarks on a tour to support the League of Nations. The New York Sun begins publishing. Frederick Douglass escapes from slavery, and the Dow Jones reaches an all-time high right before the 1929 crash. All right, so now let's do this. 1919. President Woodrow Wilson embarks on a tour to promote the League of Nations. Although the League had nothing to do with America at all, it was the professor's idea in the first place and part of Wilson's 14-point program to keep peace in Europe. The Europeans, who had been at total war since 1914, thought it was a great idea. The Big Three, which consisted of George Clemenceau from France, David Lloyd George of the United Kingdom, and the phrase maker himself, Woodrow Wilson, drafted Part 1 of the Treaty of Versailles. According to this treaty, the League would guarantee the territorial integrity and political independence of member states, authorize the League to take any action to safeguard the peace, establish procedures for arbitration, and create the mechanisms for economic and military sanctions. Whoa, wait a minute. The Republicans, notably Senate Majority Leader and Chairman of Foreign Relations Committee Henry Cabot Lodge, didn't like the wording of this. It was very vague and open to loopholes. Plus, it interfered with the U.S. and its ability to make decisions on how to defend itself, not to mention the complexity of getting involved with Europe's tangled politics. To promote the idea, the Professor Woodrow Wilson took his idea to the streets and directly to the American people beginning September 3rd, 1919, arguing that isolationism is a thing of the past for America and that the League of Nations embodied American values and self-government and the desire to settle conflicts peacefully. He toured 8,000 cities in 22 days, but it took its toll on Wilson's health. He suffered from constant headaches and nearly died from a stroke on October 2nd. The U.S. never joined the International League until after the Second World War, when it joined the United Nations. 1833, the New York Sun begins publishing. And what a motto they had. After all, when a dog bites a man, that is not news because it happens so often. But if a man bites a dog, now, that is news. This conservative paper ran until 1950. It's famous for the Great Moon Hoax of 1835, the 1897 editorial, Is There a Santa Claus?, and the 1947 editorial, Crime on the Waterfront, which would later win a Pulitzer Prize and inspire the 1954 movie, On the Waterfront. 1838, Frederick Douglass escapes to freedom. Douglass, a former African-American slave, was a social reformer, orator, abolitionist, writer, and statesman. His first two attempts to escape slavery failed, but on September 3rd, 1838, Douglass jumped onto a train headed to his sweetheart, Anna Murray, in Baltimore, and got off in Delaware, which was a slave state. He disguised himself as a sailor, hopped on a ferry, then a steamboat, then landed at New York City where he was safe. Anna Murray met up with him several days later. They got married, and Douglass began a life he was meant to live. And finally, 1929, Dow Jones Industrial Average reached an all-time high of 381.17, to be shortly followed by the crash of 1929. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for September 3rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. And let me know what you thought about today's episode. For instance, what's your take on the League of Nations? I mean, getting Americans to back it up almost killed President Wilson. Have you ever read the New York Sun? Or what about that story on Frederick Douglass? Now that guy has some serious intestinal fortitude, not to mention guts. So yeah, let me know what you think. You can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there. Let me know how you do with those. Good luck. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Geronimo, lots of patent news, the song Valley Girl, and chess magician Ruben Fine. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.